Welcome to the Baby Weight Podcast, brought to you by Omaha Better Birth Project. Omaha Better Birth Project is a nonprofit organization. Our mission is to decrease inequities in childbirth by providing access to doula services, childbirth education, and prenatal and postpartum support for low-income and teen families. Find out more about Omaha Better Birth Project online at www.omahabetterbirth.org. Welcome to the very first episode of the Baby Weight Podcast. We created this podcast to share information on disparities in childbirth, evidence-based practices, and the ups and downs of the pregnancy and postpartum experience. Before we jump into our topic for today, we want to take a second to introduce ourselves. My name is Sam, and I'm the executive director at Omaha Better Birth Project. I'm a mom of two girls, a public health professional, and a birth rights advocate who found my calling in nonprofit work.
And my name is Emily. I'm the director of community engagement at Omaha Better Birth Project. I am the proud mom of three kids, and while I've always been interested in pregnancy and childbirth, my own experiences started my journey to birth advocacy. At Omaha Better Birth Project, we envision a world where all expectant families are guaranteed access to the services, support, and education they may need to set them down a path to a safe, informed, and empowered birth experience.
For our inaugural episode, we're going to be chatting about one of the more exciting parts of pregnancy, the baby registry. Let's talk about the best and worst baby items to put on your registry. All right, first up, swaddle sacks.
That's right. Swaddle sacks is on our list of best item to put on your baby registry. Why is that?
I don't know what kind of swaddle sacks you used, but we use the ones that zip up the front instead of the Velcro. So there's a few different designs.
Yeah.
But the ones we used are the zip up kind, and they were so snug. They kept my girl's little arms tucked right in there. No escaping from these swaddle sacks. And they kept them snug and warm too. That was the other thing. Cause you know, no blankets in the crib. So, we loved the zip up ones that were super snug. What kind did you use?
We used the Velcro ones. I want to say specifically it was the Swaddle Me brand, I think.
I think that's what they give you in the hospital.
Yeah, and they were great. It was kind of like a threefold where you had like a big Velcro at the bottom, and then you swaddled them one way and swaddled them the other way. And same, I felt like it kept them nice and warm. It made them very secure, so they didn't have that startle reflex at night. And our kids always slept so much better when they were swaddled.
Definitely. And the reason that we recommend swaddle sacks is because swaddle blankets, impossible.
They're horrible.
Their arms will be out of there. They're like little Houdinis, and their arms will be out of there in 5 seconds flat.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some master swaddlers out there.
Yeah.
There are some master swaddlers.
And I remember like distinctly being in my first childbirth education class and having the instructor teaching us how to swaddle the babies with the swaddle blankets. And again, it's really easy when you're doing it like on a doll. But when you have a little person who wants to, like, chew on things, and it's, impossible to get it tight enough. And
As soon as they make one wiggle, they're out of there.
That's right.
All right. Next up, one of the worst items. This may come as a surprise to some people, but a boppy pillow.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I agree. Worst things ever.
No. They're so expensive, and everybody's body shape and size is different.
Yeah.
Boppy pillows did not work for me whatsoever. You know what I used? The pillows off my bed.
Yes. Pillows off of your bed. Everybody's got couch pillows.
Yes.
Throw one of those over here.
Man, and honestly, you'll find what fits your body best. So I actually had like two different pillows that I strategically placed around.
Yeah.
To help my baby nurse.
Absolutely.
It's boppy pillows. I think specifically for people with larger breasts.
Yes.
Are very difficult to fit.
Or larger bellies. I mean, think about the fact that you've given birth and your belly is nowhere near as flat as it either once was or you hope it to be.
Yes, exactly.
And so, it was just the worst thing. It's just one more thing to lug to the hospital,
and they're
home
like
from the hospital.
$30.
Yes.
It's ridiculous for a pillow.
Yes. And then the little stinger's going to spit up on it, and then you got to wash the thing, and then it's just a hassle. Save yourself the trouble. Get yourself, if you want to buy
something. $5 pillow.
Exactly that. don't sweat it. Yes. Don't stress.
Next up, a swing. One of the best things you can get.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. I don't know if we could have survived without a swing.
No, not at all.
No.
And I think it's science. I mean, really, this baby's been rocked to sleep for the last however long in your uterus. I think it's just normal to expect that they like that motion.
Absolutely. Oh. And don't worry about getting all the bells and whistles.
No.
Don't.
Nope.
You know what? Easiest, simplest, probably the cheapest one you can find will get the job done.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. My sister, now I'm going to say, I'm not even sure you can buy them anymore, but my sister gave me a swing that she used with her kids, and it would swing side to side as well as front to back. And that was a magical creature. It was a unicorn of a swing because one kid loved to swing side to side and would hate front to back. And so it was a lifesaver. But it was the other thing I wanted to talk about too with swings, batteries versus an electrical outlet.
Outlet all the way.
Right? Thank you.
You will eat up batteries like nobody's business.
I mean, Amazon Basic batteries are pretty cheap, but you don't want to be fighting that at 2 in the morning.
And when you're going to run out of batteries, your baby is going to be crying. No.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Nobody needs that sort of rage.
I will say the swing we had, and we had a pretty high-end swing. It had, you know, all the new fandangled bits and pieces on it.
Yeah.
We never used the music on it, so it played music. We never used that. We never used, it had like a mobile on it that hung from it and would like turn around. Yep. Never used it. In fact, I think when we had my second kid, the first one like ripped everything off of the mobile.
Yeah.
No, you don't need all those things.
No.
But the swing itself,
yes.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Absolutely.
All right. Next up on worst items.
Yes.
A diaper genie.
Ugh.
I gotta be honest, I did cloth diapers with both my kiddos, so a diaper genie was not something we even considered purchasing, but I know this one comes up in a lot of don't buy videos.
Yes. So I never had a diaper genie. We are a mix of a cloth and disposable family, so it was on our radar for sure, but I've never heard a good thing about a diaper genie. Again, they're expensive, the refills are expensive, and I've heard they don't really work that well. You could still get the funk smell.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
Yeah, so you're better off just chucking them in the either in the kitchen trash and taking them out right away, or
just get a designated $5 trash can from the store.
Yep.
Put it in the nursery with it has a lid. Make sure it has a lid.
Yep.
And I've heard people would go out and buy those the bags for like dog poop.
Oh yeah, yep.
From like the dollar store.
Yep. Absolutely.
And just put the diaper in there and they would hold the stink in completely.
Absolutely. So, just tie it up and that's what my parents do. Mm-hmm. For sure it works.
All right. Next up on one of the best items is a baby carrier. Man, oh man, I wish I would have had both my kids in carriers the moment they came out of the womb.
Yes.
Oh, there's so many benefits to baby wearing that that's a whole nother episode in itself.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
But hands-free, it soothes your baby.
Yeah.
Just an amazing thing to have. Plus, when you go out places, you don't have to bring the stroller.
That's right. No car seat, no stroller, no hassle. You can wear them to the front. You can wear them to the back. You can have your significant other wear them. I've even seen people strap babies to their siblings. I mean, if they're old enough, if you have a preteen, you know what I mean? Just do it that way. But you don't have to deal with getting, you know, dealing with the stroller and getting the car seat out and putting it in. It's just,
baby
strap
carrier
them up
all the way. And they come in a wide variety of cost ranges.
Yeah.
And there are some really great ones out there that are affordable. So highly recommend.
That's right. And if you're on a tight budget, I know for a fact that you can actually make your own Mobi at home. So
we'll have to hear about that another
exactly
time.
Exactly. But you'll be hard pressed to find a mom who baby wears whose kid doesn't fall asleep when they're wearing them. It's just so soothing and calming to that baby that, you know, even if they're cranky, just put them on. Yep.
All right. Next up on worst items to buy, a changing table.
Yep.
A specific changing table. You know what I'm talking about. The one that has
the designated.
Has like the rim around the side.
Yep.
No.
The drawers underneath.
Use a dresser you already have, or even better, the floor.
Yes. I was talking to Sam about this before, and I said, you know, if you are in a two-story home, or say you're playing on the floor with your baby and they have a blowout or whatever, you're not going to pick that child up and carry them upstairs to their room or wherever this changing table is located. You're going to say, throw me a diaper, throw me some wipes.
Bonus item is a diaper caddy in every room of your house.
Yes, yes, definitely. And you'll find that out soon enough if you don't have kids already, that you just have stashes of diapers everywhere. So yeah, don't waste your money on a specific changing table. I think a changing table pad top, like you're saying, on top of a dresser, that was like the best decision we ever made.
Yeah, because the changing table, let's be honest, the top of it is only going to be useful for that short period of time, because even though your child may be in diapers for 2 to 3 years, you're actually only going to change them on that changing pad for about the first year to year and a half.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. Once they start running, it's game over.
Exactly. Exactly.
You'll just change them where you can tackle them. And that's about all there is to that.
All right. Next up, best items to register for is breastfeeding supplies or formula. So something that's often glossed over if you're planning to breastfeed, register for those nursing pads, register for all those accessories that go with your pump, nursing bras, all those things that you're going to need on your breastfeeding journey. And if you're going to formula feed, register for formula.
Absolutely.
Try a couple different brands, because maybe your baby won't tolerate, you know, that the one you're thinking of using. So, and formula is so expensive.
It is super expensive.
So put it on that registry.
Yeah. And expiration dates for formula are pretty extensive, so you don't have to worry about it expiring before you can really use it, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right, next up on worst items to register for, cute baby clothes and shoes.
Oh, don't do it.
Don't do it. No. People are going to buy that stuff for you anyway.
That's right. It's their favorite thing to buy.
Absolutely. It's everyone's favorite thing to buy.
Yeah, they're so cute and tiny and just adorable.
Yes. Don't register. Yeah. And especially shoes. No. Your infant is not going to wear shoes.
No.
For like one picture.
Exactly. And literally they're in them for like 5 seconds before their foot grows out of them. I think my child's like toe popped out of his shoe one time. I was like, come on. and I can't tell you, like, going back to the clothes, how many times I've been at Target shopping somebody's gift registry, and they have registered for a very specific item. It was like, you know, cute Bibber overalls or something. And I can't find that specific item. So then I'm like, well, do I get them something else? Do I not get them anything at all? Just don't worry about it. You know, their inventory changes out so fast.
Yep.
People are going to buy you what they want anyway.
Yeah. And let's be real. Kids grow so fast. I don't know how many, I know I experienced this. Emily and I have talked about this at length, but we had so many clothes, cute little baby clothes, that our kids maybe wore one time.
That's right.
Before they outgrew it, because you have so many baby clothes to get through.
Right. And kind of off of that topic, don't buy your clothes at a general retail store for babies at all. Go to consignment shops because there are a ton. You can find clothes with tags still on them for $3 because of that exact reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much better use of your money.
All right, last up on our best items. you know
this
what?
This one's for real.
For real. I wish I would have. Skip the huge maxi pads after birth and go straight to Depends.
Yep.
Straight to Depends. It's all one piece. You don't have to worry about it, like, moving all over on you.
That's right. Wedgies not happening here. Yep.
I did not do this, but I have seen so many moms talk about it. And I'm like, dang, that was a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I would have done that.
And I think it's so funny, because before I had kids, I would have been mortified. To put Depends on any sort of list that somebody that I know might look at. But it makes, and if anybody's had a child, it so makes sense.
Yep.
Like, it's just easier.
Yeah, and they're super stretchy. So you know the fantastic underwear that you get at the hospital.
Yep.
Everyone talks about them, these mesh underwear. They're super stretchy and so comfortable around your postpartum belly, especially if you've had a C-section.
Yep.
So comfortable.
Yep.
So, and Depends are essentially mesh underwear.
Yeah.
But with the added bonus of a pad.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Yes. I wish I would have done that.
And they're designed for comfort and also for like a little bit of stealthiness
too. Discreetness. Yes.
Yeah, a little discreet. So you don't feel like you're, you know.
Wearing the job. Have you seen
that? Smuggling stuff down there.
If you've not had a child, wait till you see those pads they give you at the hospital. It'll blow your mind. It'll blow your mind.
That is absolutely right.
All right. Last up on worst items here, a microwave sterilizer.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody has them. And they come in all different forms now. They have bags. They have like a plastic doohickey. I don't know. I had it. Never once used it.
Put your stuff in the dishwasher or just wash them by hand because you're going to have to do that anyway.
That's before you
put it in the sterilizer.
That's exactly right. You have to wash them before you can put them. And I'm okay. Real talk. Real mom talk. You've had 2 hours sleep, okay? You got a husband that you still need to feed or a wife or whoever, probably a partner. You have maybe some other kids that you need to, that depend on you for survival. Like, you have time to spend 10, 15 minutes sterilizing bottles. No, you'll be lucky if you clean that bottle before you use it again at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Everybody's just
trying to survive.
Yep. I saw one of those, one version of a microwave sterilizer, and there was like 30 parts to it.
Yeah.
Like, that's just more things.
That's great if you don't have a two-year-old that likes to play hide and seek.
You know what?
What?
That just reminded me. We forgot one item on this worst list. Do not register for.
Uh-oh.
A wipe warmer.
Oh, yes. How did we forget?
How did we forget that one?
Oh, that is
awful. Oh, my gosh.
Awful.
Waste of money.
Waste of money.
Uh-huh.
You're pampering your kids.
It will never stay full.
Nope. And it's only going to be empty again in those middle of the night changings when you're half awake.
No, it's just a waste of money.
It is.
You know what we did? We just, if my kids were lucky on that diaper change, was just like warm it up in our hand for a second before wiping them.
I don't think that's luck. I just think that's like real expectation.
Yeah.
You know, we used a diaper warmer for our first child. We really did.
We did.
And we were adamant about it. And then when we stopped using it, you know, you're out and about, you're at the zoo, you're all these places. Whenever we would use a cold wipe, then he would pee on us. Because he wasn't used to it. So that when we figured out the correlation, we were like, you know dude, it's just not going to work out anymore. Yeah, and then so we got rid of them promptly and never used them again for our other two kids. It was just a waste of time and money.
Yeah, no, we never had one. And we did a combination of disposable wipes and cloth wipes. But the cloth wipes, let me tell you, were easier in that sense because you just, you know, got them wet right before you wiped a baby. And so they were just like room temperature.
Absolutely.
They were never really cold.
Right.
Of course, we used disposable wipes. But, man, we never had one of those warmers. Yeah. It just seemed like a unnecessary step.
Well, and things that people don't really realize maybe is because it's warming the wipes, it's also drying the wipes. So every time you put a pack of wipes in, you also have to put water in with it
and
to
use
keep
it within
moist.
A certain period of time before they dry out.
Yes, it's just ain't nobody got time for that.
All right, and with that, let's wrap this up. Let's run down the full list of items we got here. All right, best baby items to put on your registry. Swaddle sacks, a swing, baby carrier, breastfeeding supplies or formula, and
depends.
All right, worst baby items here. What do we got? Boppy pillow, diaper genie, changing table, those cute baby clothes and shoes, just say no, a microwave sterilizer, and a wipe warmer.
All right.
You can find this full list and more in the show notes. Go to our website at www.omahabetterbirth.org and check out the podcast link. Thank you for joining us on this very first episode of the Baby Weight Podcast. Check out our next episode, available now, all about provider red flags. Different ways to identify if a doctor or midwife may not be fully supportive of the birth that you want.